rock and roll, soothe the pain, the memories, nightmares every night.
You've been looking for some drunk, incoherent, infuriating nonsense to fill the days with, then you're at the right place. This is No Regrets, the world's worst podcast by the world's worst musician, me, Smell, from the world's worst rock and roll band, Segregates. It's enough to make you fucking sick.
We got no regrets. No regrets.
Ice-T, after your tremendous success on your past album, some have said you've sold out because of your use of rock and roll in your music. How do you reply to that?
You see, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, rock and roll is truly black music. It was created by Chuck Berry, Little Richard, and black people like that who started it off back in the day, you know. And as far as I'm concerned, music is music. I don't look at it as rock, R&B, all that kind of stuff. I just look at it as music, you know. And anybody who said that I sold out, they can basically suck my dick, because I really don't give a fuck about that shit, you know. But I do what I like, and I happen to like rock and roll, and I feel sorry for anybody who only listens to one form of music. Now, right now, I got my own rock band that's got to jump off. It's a real black hardcore band called Body Count. And on some of the records, I'm like laying some vocals on it, and I got a tape of it right here. Yo, check it out.
You know, sometimes I sit at home, you know, and I watch TV. And I wonder what it would be like to live someplace like, you know, The Cosby Show, Ozzy and Harriet. You know where cops come and got your cat out of the tree? All your friends died of old age. But you see, I live in South Central Los Angeles. And unfortunately, shit ain't like that!
With open eyes.
Body Count. And on indeed with episode 6 of No Regrets. Hope I find you all well, drunk, not too bored. That was Ice-T with Body Count, with his band Body Count. But that track was taken from an Ice-T hip-hop album called Original Gangster. I just got it in the post the other day. It's a new audio file, 180 gram pressing on the Music on Vinyl label. Yeah, that's the repress. Right, anyway, let's keep it rolling. Let's not fuck around. Inepsy, Fast and Loud. Simply lovely. Now that was, of course, the immortal Inepsy, greatly missed. Oh, one day I get to see them fuckers to play, and maybe Segregate's gonna open up for them or something like that. But that was Fast and Loud, taken from the Madness and Overkill picture disc EP. I think it was the last thing that they released before they broke up. Canadian band. You want my advice? Apart from Whiskey with Ice, but I'd go seek out as much Inepsy as you possibly can. And again, let's keep this fucker going. Some more metal punk. This is Iron Fist, Die Wasted on Doomsday. ¶¶ Iron Fist, Die Wasted on Doomsday, taken from the 7-inch, also called Die Wasted on Doomsday, 4-track EP. This one is, what's it on? For fuck's sake, I can't even read that, because it's like some Muerte Negra Discos. I don't know if I'm fucking saying that right. Some sort of like Spanish record label. These guys are from California. They've been around a while. I'm not sure if they're still going, actually, because this is a long time ago. More, you know, proper metal punk. Comes with an OBI strip with the Metal Punk Death Squad logo on it. I used to be in kind of contact with the main man, the singer, Dr. Rock, at the very beginning of Segregates. We were going to try and sort something out. Because I think, to be honest, I think it was Iron Fist that coined the term motor punk. We got it from, the first time I ever heard it was, again, from fucking Jesus Christ of the Preach to Me video. Dicko, when we were first putting Segregates together, and he was talking about motor punk and all this sort of stuff. I don't know if he got it from Iron Fist or just from his brain, because some like pretty cool stuff comes out of his brain sometimes, as well as like probably the worst, most depraved thoughts imaginable. But yeah, Iron Fist, go check them out. Chaotic, Motorhead inspired, Inepsy inspired. I think they've got a song about an Epsy somewhere, and I'm pretty sure I've got another 7-inch of theirs with artwork from Cheney, who is the singer from an Epsy. Anyway, next up, Legion of Parasites with, fucking hell, what's it called? Hopeless Situation. Legion of Parasites, Hopeless Situation, taken from the Prison of Life album. Sometime in the 80s, I'm not sure. That's one of the last records that I picked up before the lockdown. Vinyl Letter Records on the day of the Preach to Me release. And if you were there to buy a Preach to Me record, you could have fucking got it. But you weren't there, were you? Can't. Anyway, here's a bit of the Colonel. Here's a bit of Motorhead. Black Leather Jacket.
Bad black leather and it's mine, oh mine. It's just like 1959. Skin tight jeans.
brown shoes, babe, I ain't no square. Look at the love, you know I'm gonna crack it. Get a rock and roll in the black leather jacket. Say, mama, gonna go out tonight. I look sharp and I feel alright. Blue, blue moon, gonna bring me romance. Reeling and a rocking at the high school dance. Come on, everybody, watch me track it. Mean mother in a black leather jacket. Sweet little 16, got a piano and a sexy baggage, rocking out in a black leather jacket. Oh, y'all know you gotta get it right. Get ready for Saturday night. Bye bye, baby, watch me jive. Do you wanna take a walk outside? I got me some rock and roll shoes. I'm all done with singing the blues. All to lose, live to win. Keep a knocking but you can't come in. Chase me, babe, you know you can't catch it. Out of sight in a black leather jacket.
Black leather jacket, Mark Red. Taken from the bootleg LP called Motorhead Rarities. It's got some wicked artwork on the front from Joe Pategno, if that's how you say it. I'm not sure how you say it. And I'm a primitive sort of man with a retarded brain and a drink problem. Wicked tune. I've always loved that tune. It was only done on one TV show in the 80s, which I can't remember what the fuck it was called. It probably says on the record, but I'll put it away now. And that was the inspiration, that song, for Step Aside, the Segregates classic. Yeah, that's basically, I was watching that while I wrote that song, Step Aside. You know, especially the early Segregate stuff is pretty much all direct rip-offs of Mark Red songs. Things coming after that, you know, Turn It Loose, certainly Snake Eyes and Preach to Me, Sands of Time, things like that, they are more, you know, in-house. Basically anything with the Doctor as the guitarist is coming from the Doctor's brain and my brain, and anything with Elliot as the guitarist was coming from taking Morad songs and fucking making them worse. Anyway, I hope you're doing fine out there. And when I say out there, I mean out there in your fucking houses and your gardens, and not pissing about on beaches and in parks and things. Because, believe it or not, whereas usually rules are for fools and all that sort of business, these days you're best off getting on with it, because I want to be out of this lockdown. I need to be earning some money because I'm running out of Guinness. And we need to be playing some shows. Bonjour. Next up, a bit more of the Colonel, and a bit more of the Colonel doing some rock and roll. Lordy, lordy, Miss Claudie. Headcap.
Me.
Red Cat, Lordy Lordy, Miss Claudie. You sure look good to me. Yeah. I think I first heard that track on the Live Fast Die Old documentary, which you can still see on YouTube, which I think is probably, you know, Lemmy the Movie's great and all that sort of stuff, but I think that's probably the best Motorhead sort of film. I would advise you, if you haven't already. And to be honest, if you know who Segregates are and you haven't seen that, then something's going wrong here. But yeah, Headcat, that was taken from the Fool's Paradise album, the first album. Although I think they put it out originally as Lemmy, Danny and Jim, or something like that, with a different cover. But this one is the Cleopatra Records release. I've got two copies of it, coloured vinyl and the black vinyl. Cleopatra Records, of course, where you can buy the Burston album, Segregates Burston album. Go get that off them. And they've got some fucking great full colour shirts too. They might be a bit pricey to get them over to the UK and Europe, but I can assure you, at least the shirts are worth it anyway. I was lucky enough to see the Headcat at the only ever UK show down at Islington Garage or something? I can't remember now. It's where I saw Phil Campbell in the All Stars before they became Phil Campbell in the Bastard Sons too. And Tim from Leader of Down, he played Ace of Spades with the All Stars at that show. That's the Phil Campbell show, obviously. But the Headcat show was fucking amazing. Me and Sadie went down. I'm so chuffed that we got to see that. See Lemmy in just such a small place anyway, and like playing the tunes that he loved was fantastic. But then obviously you've got Danny Biavi, Slim Jim Phantom. It's a proper fucking band. Ginger Wildheart was supporting, doing an acoustic show. And that was the first night that I met him. Well, the only time I've met him. And I might have fucked him off, actually, because I remember going to... after his set, the main bar was fucking heaving. And I managed to get into, I don't know if it was a backstage bar or something like that, and there was another bar. And I said to Sadie, wait here, keep our place. I'll go get us a couple of Jack and Cokes. And I went to this other bar, this backstage bar. I ordered my two Jack and Cokes for the very reasonable London price of about fucking £100 or whatever it is. Cunts. And they were on the bar, I was just paying, waiting for my change. And I looked over to my left and Ginger Wildheart was standing there. And I thought, oh, fucking hell. So I went to greet him with a handshake and with the words, all right, Ginger Wildheart, something like that. And anyway, as I brought my fucking stupid arm round, I basically pushed both Jack and Cokes onto Ginger Wildheart, soaked him, apologised, and then fucked off. I don't think he was best pleased, but if you ever listen to this, Ginger, I apologise. I didn't mean to do that. It cost me a lot of money. And then I had to go queue up again at the fucking big bar. I didn't go back to that little bar, that backstage bar or whatever it was. But it's all part of growing up, as a wise man once said to me. Next up, we've got blues legend. We've got a man that's going to fucking... he's going to give it to you raw. John Lee Hooker. Boom, boom. Motherfuckers. Motherfuckers.
right down. Red all for your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. Ow, 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 ow. See you strut up and down the floor when you're talking to me. That baby talk, I like it like that. Oh, yeah. You love me. I love that talk. When you talk like that, you knock me out right off of my feet. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, talk.
John Lee Hooker. Boom, boom. Taken from the Burning album on Top Line Records. I don't know if that's an actual album or some sort of compilation. I'm not sure. It might be a re-release. I don't know enough about it. But he's fucking proper anyway. I've been getting into a bit more blues recently. And you got to listen to this stuff. Because this is the birth of rock and roll. I know Ice-T at the beginning of the show said, you know, Little Richard and Chuck Berry started rock and roll. And in a sense they did, but those blues players were essentially playing it a long time before. A long, long time before. Just on acoustic guitars in little, what were they called? Deuces. That was right. I hope you... whoever's listening to this, whether it just be me and our lass, I hope you enjoyed the Tim Atkinson interview, the Leader of Down special that we did on the last episode. Some really interesting stuff there. You know, like I said on the podcast, I've known Tim for a long time. He's coming up 10 years, and he's always been straight up with me. He's never ever fucked me around. He's never ever told me any porkies either. All these stories and stuff, fucking unreal. He's always been good to segregates. Like I said, if it wasn't for Tim offering for us to go down and record the album, then there would be no segregates, because I had finished it. I finished it a long time ago after a terrible, terrible gig in Bradford, I think. Yeah. So much respect to Tim, and we're going to get him back on for part two, because he's got plenty of other stories. He's got a lot of things to tell. Go out and get the Leader of Down record, Cleopatra Records, and keep your eyes peeled for the new record coming at some point this year. I think it was supposed to come this month, actually. I think it was due out this month. Or possibly next month, but obviously due to this corona, they're doing the right thing and not releasing stuff during this pandemic. If only segregates had have done the same. But you can still buy the Preach to Me single, by the way, from this very website where you've downloaded this very podcast. Go and get it, get a shirt, get a hoodie, and I'll get it out to you as soon as I can. Anyway, next up, another rock and roll legend, which I don't know a great deal of. I bought it solely on the cover, and I've loved this record ever since I got it. This is Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns, and this is Well, I'll Be John Brown. You ruined me once.
Will I be John Brown?
You had a giant,
oh yeah,
but now I'm still alive.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
You had a giant,
oh yeah,
but now I'm still alive.
Oh yeah.
And I ain't gonna stand your fooling around.
Oh, yeah.
If I do,
if I do,
will I be John Brown?
You had me crazy.
Will I be John Brown? I'll be John Brown.
You had me my time, but I'm still alive. Woo! You had me my time, but I'm still alive. And I ain't gonna stand your fooling around. If I do,
if I do,
well, I'll be John Brown.
Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns. Well, I'll be John Brown. And that is taken from the Rocking Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu album on Chiswick Records. If you can seek this out, Chiswick number 9 or something. Fucking, it's a mono pressing. It's top notch. I bought this a few years ago. Well, quite a few years ago, actually. Record shop in York called Rebound Records. Give them a, I don't know if they sell online, but go and have a look at them, as well as Vinyl Eddie, of course, and indeed Earworm Records in York. Support all of those people rather than buying off Amazon and places like that. Go and see if any of those people are doing any business, because you'll find some good stuff too. I found this, I was just sort of browsing around. I can't remember what else I got. I think I might have got... fucking... Well, it doesn't matter. Stuck at the back of my brain there. But yeah, Huey Piano Smith is the fucking real deal. If you don't like that, then... I don't know. You may as well get the virus and not bother calling anybody. Yeah, but in all seriousness, I hope everyone's staying safe out there, and everyone's loved ones are checked in for and cared for. It's a difficult time for us all. But anyway, let's keep rolling, let's keep rocking. This is King Kurt, Billy.
There's a boy called Billy, he's a man about town, and I've been trying to track him down. Well, he rides on the back of every crazy man. I'm gonna find where his fans is there. So I went to the club where it all began, when I shouted out, "Hey, where's my man?" But they couldn't hear, so when the music was low, somehow it's Billy you wrapped, his wares about, but I'm gonna make a scene. I will have to throw you out. Now which action bit did he want to see? In the Billy's head, that drunk a Billy last me. Where there's Rocky Billy, Bunker Billy, just behind you.
Fucking Maniacs of Psychobilly, King Kurt there with Billy, taken from what's called the second album. It's got a big cock on the front. And it's on, fuck me. I don't fucking know. Oh, is it Stiff Records? I don't know. Hold on a second. Professional as ever. As you are, what you would come to expect from any sort of segregated production. Yeah, Stiff Records. 1986, fuck me. That record was released the year that I was born. Yes. I look a lot older than I actually am. Not due to my parents, or my mother, actually. Not due to my mother's poor parenting, but due to my own poor life choices, such as being in shit rock and roll bands like Segregates. All right, next up, we're going to ramp it up a little bit, because I understand a few of you punk rockers and metalheads and people like that might be getting a bit bored of the rocking music. Well, if that's the case anyway, fuck you. This is GBH Generals. Generals, taken from the leather bristles. Oh, fuck, what's it called? Leather bristle studs and acne. If you don't have it, go fucking get it. GBH, the other sort of part of the idea of segregates, obviously Motorhead being the main part, but then taking sort of like punk rock ideals from GBH, Abrasive Wheels, some of those UK two bands. That's, you know, that's what we were thinking at the start. That's what I was thinking anyway. Apart from just wanting to sound exactly like Motorhead. I hope you liked it. In fact, I don't care if you liked it. Fuck you. Now, next up, we've got the King of Rock and Roll, Sir Charlie Harper. And I understand that he's not very well at the minute, not due to Corona or anything like that. Nothing to be worried about, I don't think. But been a bit poorly. But so this one's for you, Charlie. This is Charlie Harper, Pills. Originally by the rectangular guitar master Bo Diddley, made popular by the New York Dolls, and then of course Johnny Thunders. Proper stuff that's taken from the Stolen Property solo record by Charlie Harper, which I think is his first solo offering. Mainly covers. There's a couple of Harper penned tracks on there. I advise you to go get it somewhere. Anyway, you'll find it somewhere. It's on Flickknife Records. It's got the title Sharp 100. So, anyway, after Charlie Harper there, the King of Rock and Roll, and he is the King of Rock and Roll because I think... I'm not sure if he's 75, 76 or something like that. But you get in a van for 150 shows a year playing rock and roll to to the punk rock hordes of the world, and then tell me whether you're the king of rock and roll or not, because that's fucking real. That is the real deal. Always love Charlie. Anyway, next up, we're going to make it a bit weird now. Something a little bit different. This is Levelers, and something that I hope isn't true, but this is Levelers with 100 Years of Solitude. Solitude, The Levelers, taken from the album The Levelers, and that's on China Records. You better find it somewhere, I don't know, find it fucking online, you can find anything these days. Levelers, always loved that band, seen them many times, met them, always been great people, always been a great band live. They've got a new record coming out, fuck me, I've ordered it, but I can't remember what the fuck it's called. But regardless, Levelers are proper. If you like punk rock with a fiddle, yes, get on there. Now, I'm going to give you something, a little flavour, something that you might not expect. This is John Paul, Quiddin'.
Fires been pissed on by what went before, what you based your life upon, you bore. Three games on the trot and the latest indie rot, spoon fed from the pages of the enemy, done up like a souped up Subaru. It's always old when it's news to you, still you choose to blab like you do. Past tense musical influence don't make no more sense, does it? Are you sure it's all been done before?
Taken from the No Filter album on Harbinger Sound. I think you say Harbinger. I'm not sure. It might be Harb Bing, I'm not sure. Whatever. Google fucking John Paul. Don't take my illiterate fucking word for it. But I like stuff like that. I like people that are doing new things. He's a mate with the Sleaford Mods. He's appeared on a couple of their tracks. And he's the fucking real deal. I met him in the pub before Sleaford Mods in Camden Town at the Roundhouse the other year. He was in the pub and he was quite taken aback that I knew who he was. But not because he knew who I was, don't get it twisted. But just, you know, he's just a very fucking humble guy. And I like what he's doing. It's somewhat fresh. Very much on the Sleaford Mods line, but with a bit more of music in the backbeat rather than the real stripped down Sleaford Mods approach. Anyway, like I said, put that in your pipe and smoke it. We're coming to the end of the show now. We've got another track, and then I'm going to play you something from my own miserable history of music. This is the Dwarves, Massacre.
It's a massacre, faster you rhymes get blown.
Oh no!
It's a massacre, faster you rhymes get solos, oh no!
Now you're in the massacre zone.
I'm deaf like Beethoven, dumb like hardcore.
That's all I can say, and I can't stand some more.
It's a massacre, scandalous innuendo, oh no!
Now you're in the massacre zone.
Fuck a rap battle, you can't handle it. I'm not asking, I'm blasting and mashing them. Fake punkers with the pussy ass managers, handlers, running on the warp tour,
yeah,
like amateur.
Bad
Charlotte, first on my list, could get drawn, quartered and kissed with my fist.
I'm the humiliator.
Check it and see, they played you your record, you asked.
And when we look at that empty TV, why do we hate everything that we see? How do we know they got nothing for me?
Three, nothing but hits since 1983.
It's a massacre, after the rhymes get thrown.
Oh,
it's a masterful front from behind, and you know, oh no.
Now you're in the massacre zone.
And you can eat shit and die if you go along for the ride. Just remember that we dismember like Jekyll and Hyde. While we get when I was rockin' bull with eat that
it's
time.
A massacre, after the rhymes get thrown.
Oh no.
Now you're in the massacre zone. It's a massacre, after the rhymes get solos, oh no.
Now you're in the massacre zone.
Tell me, do you want
some more? See, I don't ride a skateboard and love what you hate for and don't give a fuck about punk rocking no
it's
more.
It's exactly the thing that you need. Now take heed.
Yeah, I just want some dope to like
that. Just like chainsaws in Texas, and Bonnie and Clyde. That's me and
Brady.
Career suicide.
It's a massive disaster, the rhymes get thrown.
You're in the massacre zone.
It's a massacre, come from behind it, you know, oh no.
Hey, this is Skip Casper here with some track type payback.
This one goes out to Queens of the Trust Fund. You slept on my floor, and now I'm sleeping through your motherfucking records.
Dwarves, Massacre, taken from the Dwarves Must Die on Greedy Records. It's a good fucking record. There's a lot of good punk rock on there, as you would expect from the Dwarves. But I like that track. bit of hip-hop flavor from the Dwarves proper. Right, we're coming to the last song now, which is something that I've fucking made. So probably the worst song, in fact, most definitely the worst song. I just want to say before we go, I've probably already said it, I can't remember now. I drink a lot of Guinness when I'm doing this. We did the interview with Tim Atkinson from Leader of Down the other day, which seemed to go down well. A couple of issues with sound levels and things like that. But we've got some good interviews coming up. I'm not gonna let you know who the fuck it is. Nobody knows who it is apart from me and the people that are doing it. And there's some good players coming up. So anyway, I'm gonna love you and leave you. I hope that you're all doing well during this coronavirus weird times that we're going through. Very strange times, but let's do what they're asking for once. Just stop in your house for a bit, and hopefully this fucker goes away, or they get the test, or the vaccine, or whatever. I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm a fucking retard. But stay inside your houses. Listen to this fucking rubbish that I keep putting out. Look after yourselves. This next record is Panic, which we don't play anymore. We haven't played for probably about 2 years. I think we played it at one show where we were like booked to play for 1 hour, so we had to fill this out. This is taken from the No Regrets EP, 7-inch on BIA Records. Also available on cassette from Fuck the Mainstream, We Are the Mainstream Records in Germany. It's limited to 100 cassettes. I'm not sure if they've got any more left, but if you search around on the fucking Tinterclick and all that, I'm pretty sure you'll find one. The BIA vinyl release, Balls in Ass Records, by the way, which was set up by me and B-Lo. We haven't got any more of them, but you can find them online, I think, and there's some certain people out there that's got quite a few of them. So, I don't know. Whatever. But this is Panic. Enjoy yourselves. Stay safe. Stay drunk, motherfuckers. Adios.